Welcome back to another episode of Bachelor Chat with Beauty and the Beast. I'm here with the recently 28-year-old Nicole Smith.
I've been 28 for like a month.
She had her birthday, so she wasn't officially 28 until she had a party with all her friends.
That's true. We delayed me turning 28 until everyone could celebrate with me being a drunkard. It was quite fun.
Yep.
Scott, of course, missed the best weekend of all, and he probably would have been the only male invited.
Yeah, I was in LA.
Did you get to go to Snoop Dogg's house?
So LeBron got COVID, or he supposedly had COVID. He tested negative, so they canceled the events. And then on Thursday, he passed like 8 straight tests of negative. Yeah. So they didn't want to put any of the things back on. So I didn't get to go to this house.
Damn.
But
all in all, it wasn't worth it.
It was a great weekend. We got hammered drunk at this place, similar to Postino's, but imagine a more expensive Postino's.
A more expensive
Postino's. So Postino's out here is a wine place.
Even better, though.
And they do Monday and Tuesday. They do like, we're going after this. $25 for a bottle and a board of bruschetta. Best deal in town.
Ever.
But here, it was basically like walking into Total Wines.
Yeah.
But it's a restaurant, and you walk up. They organize everything. You pick what bottle you want.
Oh,
nice.
You
bring a table. They open up for you. They explain where it's from. Everything like that.
Oh, that's cool.
But we went to this guy that owns a winery in Napa.
Okay.
Private one, though.
Oh.
Invite only.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we have his contact, though, right?
We do. We can go.
Good.
He's also married to a woman that was a main character on Full House back in the day. I'm not going to give any names because I don't want to ruin it. But yeah, so we, or at least I can go with whoever I go with can come. I can't bring like 100 people, but it's at their house basically. But
I hope I'm invited.
Our bill was, thank God I didn't pay, because it was way more than I would ever spend on dinner.
Wait, really?
It was very expensive. We had 6 bottles of wine. I think the cheapest one was like $175.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was, and I think the biggest one was like $350.
Yeah.
So it was 4 guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was tough. I bought one bottle. And the whole bill got paid. We went out. They went to have a cigar outside. I was like, I got to buy something. So I bought like a $200 bottle.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So it was nice.
Yeah. I've been to an expensive, like one, I think, crazy expensive dinner in my life in Georgia at this place called Hal's Steakhouse. And the guys I was with, like I was dating one of them, they ordered like 2 or 3 bottles of Stag's Leap or Camus. I can't remember. But it's like $350 or $400 at the restaurant for this stupid $80 bottle.
Well, so like
the upcharge on these things are crazy.
I think I looked at, I went to Total Wines to see, because obviously they upcharge the restaurant.
Yeah, by like a
dumb
amount.
This place is Occidental 2017 or whatever. At Realm was, I think it cost $325 there.
Jesus.
But I went to Total Wines and it still was like $108.90 there.
But still, the markups. Yeah. Like, we had Stag's Leap something and it was literally like $350. And I was like, this is an $85 bottle of wine. Yeah.
But
I don't know. It's called
Wally's. If you're in Santa Monica, they have one in Beverly Hills. Wally's.
Wally's, like Wally's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would suggest going if you like one, because the other thing they do is
they
put the price on. So it's not like you like go. You don't have to ask. It's just shelves and organized. It's great. And you walk over, grab whatever you want, sit at your table. I would suggest if you're ever in Santa Monica or Beverly Hills, going there if you like wine.
Yeah.
It has a budget for everyone. And they probably have $50 bottles. They have $80 bottles.
Nice.
Probably thousands of that.
Probably.
But yeah, we went.
So we both had great weekends.
Yeah, great weekends. I obviously didn't, what do you call it, get to hang out with you and all the Miss Americas of the world.
First of all, USA's, get it
USA,
right.
USA's, sorry.
They will be so offended if they listen to this.
I'm sorry. Just let them know I'm getting fudge drunk right now.
Yeah, mom made Scott fudge, which I got to get her sweater back for me, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for my car.
Perfect.
As I chewed my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a great birthday weekend. I was a drunkard. If you want to follow me at the Nicole J. Smith, I have 2 full story highlights of my birthday weekend, and it is quite hilarious to follow along to see all the dumb shit I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the ground at one point.
I literally fell down drunk at one point. I don't remember why, but I snorted and I laughed so hard that I couldn't stand up any longer.
She didn't snort anything. She snorted from laughing.
I snorted like laughing. Yeah. Okay. Good call there. Yeah. I was laughing so hard that I like full on snorted, which apparently I've done a lot lately. I don't know why, but it's been a great time. But it was like, oh, we're planning another one for next year. Next year's theme is Rhinestone Cowgirl.
Okay.
Yeah. So you better be there, cowboy.
I'll be the horse. You guys can ride.
Baby. Oh, Jesus. We are going to do a party bus to the Chip, though.
Ooh, Buffalo Chip.
Buffalo Chip. Trip to the Chip.
All right. Well, anyways, that was probably the most exciting part about the episode was us talking about our weekend.
Our weekends.
Because obviously the overnights, they are pretty boring.
It's not
building
like
connections, and this is where we
juicy
become,
at all.
I guess we become more judgmental or guessing on what's going to happen. So the first one starts off with Brandon.
Our sweetheart. He's our favorite,
horseback
right?
Horseback riding.
That's so sweet.
I'm going to get into, after we explain everything, I'm going to get into, I guess.
Oh, the details.
I have a philosophy on the three guys.
Please. I love it. So horseback riding is cute.
Great. I will say the only problem with the horseback riding is they're so distant. I feel like you're.
Well, Brandon's horse like took off. Poor guy did not know how to control that thing.
He did not. And then Michelle just didn't move.
Yeah. It was
but
quite funny.
You're kind of far away when they were going through the woods.
It's like, hard to have a conversation.
Yeah. When they're on the beach, it was probably better.
And it's weird when you're on a horse. Your gate is. Oh, it was your roommate. Oh, that scared me so bad.
We thought it was
the Grudge.
We have a full-time production going on. His guy's just walking in.
I thought it was the Grudge opening the door. I was quite concerned.
I do what I can.
Coming home from shopping, he's got four bags for God knows what
reason. He's got Christmas presents, probably.
Yeah.
It's hard to sit on a horse and have a conversation when you're like 4 feet from the person. Because it's kind of like you're like overhearing the sounds of nature and the horses and everything. And I don't know. It's just awkward.
Fun fact about me, I used to ride horses as a kid.
I rode a horse a couple times as a child. That was pretty much the extent of my experiences.
Yeah, I think I could still get on the horse and ride it.
My mom just asked me tonight if we can go horseback riding.
Hmm. But so,
yeah,
anyways, they have a good time.
Very romantic.
Clearly, they have dinner after. They go to the fantasy suite. He's clearly in love with her.
He is so in love with her. And that's why I pick him. That is why I pick him, though. It's like, that man has never let her feel any source of doubt or anxiety or... She's never questioned it with him. That's what I love, is a man should make you feel safe and secure, and I think he does that for her.
Yep, absolutely. And here's what I'll say. They wake up in the morning, and they order
first
some food.
Of all,
and they have a food fight. I will say this. I think a food fight's disgusting.
I'm like, do not throw food at me.
Do not. Also, if this was your house, you would not be throwing a food fight.
Right.
Cleaning up
because
food
you're
after
cleaning
is
up.
Miserable.
I know. You saw the mess they left on the bed. I was like, housekeeping is going to hate you guys.
Oh, yeah. They're going to. If I
production
was,
hopefully tipped those housekeepers very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was one of the house the maids, I'd be like, what
like
happened?
She shoved an egg sandwich, like a yolky egg sandwich in his face, and it was all over the pillow. They spilled juice everywhere.
Yep.
First of all, what a waste of a delicious looking breakfast, in my opinion.
They probably got a second one, but it just to me it was like, what are we doing here, people?
It's not like it's a sexy gross. Like whipped cream chocolate icing type of situation.
No, they had a legit food fight.
They had a legit children's food fight. But, you know, then Scott's dropping food over here. I'm just kidding.
I gotta stop eating because the microphone's probably catching me chewing.
I hope it is. But yeah, so then they do that. But obviously, like, Brandon and her were so excited to wake up to each other. And I will get into theories after this. Next up.
Yeah. So then we have Joe.
Yep.
And they go zip lining.
Which was cute.
Great, great day.
I love zip lining.
Seems like a great time.
We love adventure dates.
Oh yeah, and obviously with Joe,
her thing is he doesn't open up.
Yeah,
a ton.
And he's so quiet.
He's so quiet, and I think it's really like, I'll be honest, dating people who are quiet and don't express their feelings, like that's really, at least for me, that's really tough. Like one of you has to be a really good communicator and be very understanding of that other person isn't gonna share everything with you. I personally am struggling with it, like myself in my own situations, like. It's hard. So to be this far along in the process and feel like you haven't made that much progress. You've made progress,
there's two
but
types
not.
Of, there's two types of outgoing people.
Right.
There's the outgoing people that like having someone on their level, outgoing,
yes, like they
around,
match my energy.
And then there's outgoing people who
like to command the room.
Like don't mind having a quiet, reserved person like a Joe.
Right.
And Joe's, and there's quiet people that want someone else that's quiet.
And you
and
just
there's a
lot of
people that like people that are very outgoing. They kind of bring that out in them.
Yeah.
They like that.
But do you
that's
think
just not them.
Do you think she brings it out in him?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't think she brings it out in him. I think her thing with her is she really struggles. She really, like, I think she finds it hard to,
she
like,
needs validation.
No, trying to be outgoing and having a good time out. Like, yeah. You go to a party, you go,
it's
you
true.
Go,
you it's go, like you taking go your quiet, awkward friend
you
to the
to
party.
You go to a honeymoon, right? And you're having dinner, you want to laugh, and you like, hey, let's go to the club. Like, even right. Honeymoon, like you're in like Cabo or whatever, wherever you go to your honeymoon.
Why not?
You're like, hey, let's go somewhere, having a good time. Like, well, we meet another couple, and it's like, hey, let's all go out and get drunk, have a good time. It feels like you are always the one pulling.
Entertaining.
Yeah, like, hey, come on, let's get going. Like, it's
and they're
not
like,
maybe,
yeah.
It might not be even laughs. It might not be like things that they're not even laughing about
yeah.
or bringing that up. It's just like trying to get like high energy and like flirt. Like, even though the yeah. I made fun of the food fight, she was laughing.
But her and Brandon match each other's energy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
that's what I'm getting at with Joe.
Like, if Michelle wanted to be quiet, Brandon would be quiet. You know what I mean? He would just give her that space to be quiet. But if she wants to be outgoing and crazy and wild, like, he's like, yeah, let's do it. Like, they are the similar level.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to worry about keep bringing up the. I think it's very stressful as you are a person that's high energy and you like having people that are high energy around you.
Yeah.
Always
at least
being
on occasion.
The one to try to pull it and bring it out.
Yeah.
That's a little more stressful. Always being the one to carry a conversation.
I had a friend like that, and it's hard because they don't want to be social. They don't want to go out and do much. And you're just kind of like, are you having fun? Like, what's fun for you? Like, you know, oh, I'm okay. I just want to be here. And I'm like, eh, if you're social, like Michelle is, it's not going to work long-term.
Yep. While Joe's on the date, we have a situation where Nate and Brandon are clearly they're gone for 24 hours minimum, right?
At least. I was wondering. I yeah. think it's like a full 24 hours.
And the other two guys, they don't TV. They don't have anything.
No. They just get it, hang
so
out with each other.
They just sit on the couch all day.
Yeah.
And so Nate and Brandon are sitting there, and Nate says something like, I think it's better to go last. And Nate's like, why would you say that? Like, being like, I don't think it's good to go last at all. Here's my problem with Nate. He's just saying what he
yeah.
is. If he was first, he'd be like, I think it was great to go first. It's
I
very
think going
beneficial.
First is the best.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
just saying what
he's trying to validate
he
himself.
He sat there the whole Joe day and convinced himself that going last was better.
Yeah.
Right? If
yeah.
he was first, he would be like, he would
no, it's good. Get it first. Like, get
yeah,
in
get
there
it
first.
Oh, I don't want to be third, be the sloppy thirds. Like, that's what he would say. That is Nate. So I didn't like that.
Nate, I think, is really, I feel like Nate's insecurity was coming out more in this episode where I was like, I sense him being nervous. Like, he's talking to Brandon, and like, you could just be like, yeah, like, basically I'm the last guy to go, like, you know, been waiting a whole week for this. And I'm like, okay, like, maybe 4 days. Because do you think they give her a day in between each guy?
No, I think they give him like a few hours. Like, the guy comes home at like 9 a.m. and then they leave at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the next date.
Yeah.
Nate was giving me vibes of like, yeah, insecure, but trying to come off as like cool and chill, and like,
yeah.
I'm like cool, or the way he yeah. just did his whole thing. And we can get into his date now. So obviously both dates went very well.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen a one-on-one date where it didn't go well.
Right.
Well, actually, say wow. Been a while where I haven't seen them give the rose to go to the room. The fantasy.
Yeah, where they were like, no, I don't want to go to the fantasy.
Ivan and Tayshia clearly had, when they came
that
out,
didn't
it was
work.
Very awkward after.
Yes. It was palpable, like how much that energy shifted from the beginning to the end of the night.
Yeah, so there was that was the only time I had seen like a one-on-one. Both of them woke
like
up.
The fantasy
had a great
suite
time.
Went wrong.
Yeah, they both had a good time. Then we get to Nate. They go sailing, which...
Super cool.
Super cool date.
Sexy, fun. You can tell that they have a really good chemistry together.
Yep.
Like, it's really hard to see them and not be like, ah, damn, yeah, they're super into each other.
Then there was, so they clearly are talking, and Michelle brings up, pre-dinner. She brings up, like, I don't know if, I think I'm more in love with him than he is with me type thing.
That's a problem.
Nate's whole insecurity when it was Brandon's date, when he's talking to Joe, and then when Joe was on the date talking to Brandon.
Yeah.
I don't want to say insecurity. It's almost like insecurity cocky.
Right. Because
there's insecurity. Like, I think Brandon was having insecurity
Brandon
issues,
having
but he's having, like, sensitive insecurity.
Yeah.
Nate's cocky insecurity.
Yeah. Brandon's like, I'm going to go to Michelle and I'm going to talk to her. And Brandon's like, I'm going to go to Michelle and I'm going to talk to her about my insecurity, and I'm going to let her know how I feel so she can validate or confirm for me. And Nate's like, I'm just going to confirm it for myself.
Nate was giving the vibes off, even before the Michelle date.
Yeah.
That...
He had it
they,
in the bag.
No, like, here's the other guys like Michelle.
Yeah.
And they're in love, especially Brandon.
Oh,
is in
we know.
Love with Michelle. He's not, he's worried about other people's relationship, but he's worried about him and his relationship with Michelle.
Yeah.
Nate gives me the vibe of he's not only like likes might like Michelle. I don't know yet. Might love Michelle. Might not. He might not know. And we'll get into that. But it gives me a vibe is he also cares about being the last one standing to
cares win about winning
and beating the other
totally
men.
I totally get that
where
vibe
Brandon
too.
Brandon doesn't give a crap, or I don't even think Joe cares gives a crap about beating the other guys. I think they are 100% about Michelle.
I'm here.
Where I think Nate's like, I love Michelle, but I also care about winning.
I
want to
win,
and I don't want the other. I don't want to lose to these other guys.
It's an ego thing for him for sure.
And so to me, that's not a good thing to have a relationship based on like just because other
guys. Dated other guys. I've dated guys like that where it's like a cool thing to just. I want to date Miss Arizona USA, and I want to see that I'm dating a beauty queen. Da, da, da. And it's like I don't want you to care about that. But that's what Nate's like. I want to be the guy who's like, I get the Bachelorette. Look, I won.
And yeah, and that's not.
That's
he
not
might,
cute.
You know, he might love her, but he might
love the shit out of her.
And they might last forever, but
it's still a weird vibe.
Yeah, it's that vibe. I just don't think is good. She asked him on the dinner. Did they get to dinner? And she's like, I got to find out if he's in love with me. So he says, or she's like,
are you ready for an engagement? Yeah. Like, can you see yourself being married? Like, are you ready for this? Like, you've never been in love. Huge concern.
He said a line where he said, relationship is something I take very seriously.
Right.
He's never been in a serious relationship.
Has not.
So that to me, that came off very, like, fake.
Yeah.
Right? So it came off very fake. And
like, at this point, he knows that's what she's looking for.
His answers seem, like, almost rehearsed.
Well, at this point, it's like he knows that's what she's looking for. Like, that's what she wants. And of course, she's going to ask him for confirmation of, like, can you see yourself getting engaged? Because, boy, you got like a whole ass week.
The
maybe.
Reason why I think it's very fake, and I could be wrong. So, here's the thing, I'm going to compare it to something. When a person hasn't been in a serious relationship in a while or ever, everyone always says it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you answer your friends, like, he's never been in a relationship, he's 28, 29, 30 years old.
Yeah,
he'll
be
like,
concerned.
That's kind of a red flag. But here's the thing is, and another red flag, well, you don't know what love is. You might not know, right? All this stuff. Like, those are all valid questions to ask. But there is a chance that, like, just because they haven't been in a relationship, they might still be in love. They might have just hung out with a bunch of girls and been just like, I don't like this person. I'm not going to waste my time trying to date people. I'm not going to waste my time. There are people like that. I don't know if Nate's it, but there could be.
There could be. But you always want to, it's not like you want to operate. I always operate under my personal assumption is like, I'm the rule, not the exception. Like, you don't want to believe that you're always the exception to the rule. In this scenario, like, yeah, she might be the exception to the rule where he really is in love with her and he's ready for marriage with her and he's just never felt it with anyone else. It is concerning, though, because, I mean, granted, I've also dated men that were like, yeah, I was with her for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, like, I just couldn't see myself marrying her. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I don't want to wait 3 years to find out that you don't know anymore.
Yeah, listen, I was in...
It could go either way. It's a 50-50 shot no matter what you do.
I'm in the thing right now where, obviously I'm older.
Yeah.
And it could be a red flag that, like, the last relationship I was in was, like, 5 years ago. But I've got to this point where it's just, like...
No, see...
I know right away if, like, I'm going to like this person or I go on a couple dates. I know. I'm not going to try to, like, date someone just to hook up with them. Just to, like, see maybe in, like, 9 months. Just when I know, like, I'm not going to be that into them, but where I'm forcing it.
You're a rare breed, Scott Picard.
No, but Nate could be. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There is a chance that people like Nate do exist and they could... Just be like, I'm not going to just be in a relationship to be in a relationship with someone I don't really like that much. Blah,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. So I get that. Nate, though, he got asked this question and it seemed very rehearsed, his answer and how he's like, he went about his whole background, his life, his family growing up. Where I thought it was just basically a rehearsed answer where he could have basically said what I said. I know there are red flags.
Yeah.
I know that, like, people think because I haven't been in a serious relationship. He literally lied and said, I take relationships very seriously. He could have said, I know it's red flags. I know I haven't been in a serious one, but I'm not trying to waste people's time. And I'm not trying to force.
I'm not here to waste your time.
Yeah, force relationships. If I find someone I like, I will go all in on that.
Yeah.
Which he should have said.
Damn, Scott, you should be typewriting for these men.
But, like, the thing is, like, he went and looked at he went through his head what he thinks the right answer would be rather than what the honest answer was. He thought that might have been the bad answer, wrong story short, whatever. And that's why he went with what he thought was the right answer, which came off as fake to me.
I could tell that it validated her a lot, though. Like, she was very satisfied with it in the sense of, like, oh, he is ready. Like, she did, honestly, he could have said, like, I think so. I think I could see myself doing this, like, and that would have been enough for her.
Yeah.
I don't think she cared really what he said. If he's like, yeah, I don't know, like, she just needed like a hint of a confirmation. Because honestly, like, when we got through these, I kind of knew, like, I knew Nate was going to be, we said last time, hometown, the bad hometown is the one that gets picked, like, towards the end, to be honest.
But also, she said, I think I'm falling in love with him, and then she really did fall in love with him.
Right.
She told him when they woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
So, obviously, probably the sex was pretty good.
Yeah, I was wondering, I think she definitely had sex with him. I don't know if she did with the other two, but she definitely did with him.
Yeah. So, I definitely think she had sex with all three guys.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. I think she definitely had sex with all three guys. I think that one, I mean, Joe woke up basically with no shirt on, and like,
I know lots of guys that don't sleep with shirts on.
Well, I think she did, but I think she was like, ooh, after that sex, maybe I'm falling in love with him. I am in love with him now. So there was that.
Sex plays a big role in a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And it should, if you are a sexual person, it should.
Yeah.
Then we get to the, so he comes back.
Yep.
And this is why I think he came in, he had like a strut on him. He was like walking.
Like, he had a little swagger, like cocky,
like, ooh, I had a good time. How was your night? Oh, we vibed out.
Yeah, the way he said it was like confirmation, like, yeah, we totally did it.
Here's my problem. I think he literally knew that Brandon was getting bothered by everything.
Yeah, he just wanted to up the ante and like maybe bug Brandon more. He needed to do it to validate himself and stroke his own ego. So I think that was 100% part of it. But yeah, so then after all this, it was kind of like we knew that Nate and her had a great night. I just felt like she mentioned soulmate with each one of them. And I was like, this is what it feels like. This is what a soulmate should be.
Obviously, she loves all of them.
Yeah, she cares about all of them very deeply.
Yeah. I think Nate, like, again, he came in, like, cocky. And I think it's a cocky insecurity.
No, it is. It's coming from a place of insecurity.
I think Joe is not insecure at all. I think
Joe is very calm.
Calm and confident. So there's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm going to compare the three. I think she's going to this relationship. Joe and Brandon are going to the final rose ceremony. Joe and Brandon...
They hope, but they don't know.
Are similar in, yes. You know, they're calm, they speak quiet. One shows a little more love to her.
Right.
Joe's a little more reserved. Nate shows her a lot of love, but he's more outgoing. He's the alpha. So she has three people. She's got narrowed down to two.
Yep.
And of the two are similar. And then Nate's different. So mm-hmm. I think in her eyes, it was always going to be between Brandon and Joe when you eliminate it because they were closer together and Joe's not.
Right.
Or Nate's not.
Right.
So that's second. The other thing about him is, this is how I compared him. I don't think she does this, but I compared the three to Brandon's a stock where, I'm going to like finance. Brandon's a stock where you know you're going to get, it's Nike. It's always going to be around.
It's always
never
going
to go. It's never going to go from
$200
to $17,000. It's not going to be like a Tesla where it's going to go up and up and split. It's just always going to be, and you're going to get
steady climb.
And after every 3 months, quarter, you're going to get dividends, and you're going to make money off of it over a long period of time. That's Brandon's relationship. Joe's is more, you got to work a little bit harder to get something, but the return will be a little more.
Yeah, it could be more.
Right, you have to work, you have to research, you got to like
do a little thing. It could be more satisfying in the long run.
Yep.
It's a little riskier, but you like it.
You have to work a little harder.
Yeah.
How much harder you are. Nate is, it's either we're going to the moon or I'm going to lose all my money.
Yeah.
And that's how I compare the relationships.
Yeah.
And that's where she, when you're on the show and you don't see everything, when you watch the show after, maybe differently.
I know, it's really hard because we know more than she does at the time.
And so she's looking at it and she's seeing the upside.
Yeah.
You know?
She's only seeing the positive.
She's seeing the upside. Like, if you told me 10 years ago, Bitcoin's at $500, I'd be like, $500? I'm not paying $500. Like, she saw right away, he's tall, he's handsome, like, she probably does have some of it. Your friends are like, this could be $50,000 in like 10 years, and you're just like, no way.
Yeah.
But it could be $0 and I could lose
$2,500
and I can't afford to lose she's looking at the upside, but it could come crashing down, right? Yeah. And so I think those are how I compare the three relationships.
Right.
Right? And so you have two steady ones that are going to turn out that you know for a fact you'll have a good time. It'll be a good relationship. Right. Some you have to work a little harder. Brandon might come off too much because he loves her so much.
It could be overwhelming.
Overwhelming how much she loves him.
Yeah, the way I see it, it's kind of like the hot, cold, warm. Brandon, hot. Like he is spicy. Like, he loves her. There's no doubt. There's no question. Nate, warm. You know what I mean? Like, she likes him. And, like, Nate is great. But then there's, like, Joe, where to me, Joe was always kind of the odd man out, just specifically because, number one, I don't love that he showed up after they've already talked on Instagram. He could have hit her up at absolutely any point in time. And then, like, again, Joe just always wasn't my top choice because of this. But then it's like, on top of the fact that you're not that outgoing, like, you guys don't have a ton in common. You have a lot of, like,
they have a ton in common.
They do have it. I mean, like, personality wise, there's not a ton in common. And I think personalities, lifestyles are similar. Backgrounds are similar, but fundamental differences in terms of, like, how they both operate. Brandon loves her so much, it could be overwhelming. Nate, he's hot and cold to me. Like, he could be very, like, no, I don't want to talk about my feelings. Like, that's just not who I am, because that's how he grew up, right? And I don't know. Like, I'm just...
All right. I'll also say this about them. Here's how I view it.
Yeah.
Brandon, if he were to end up with Michelle... and he were to get super famous after, mm-hmm. would not let fame get to his head. It would always be about his wife.
Yeah.
He would give up fame to marry Michelle. Joe, I think, would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think Joe cares
about... He would stand by his word, and he would be a loyal, faithful man.
I think Nate? If Nate became super famous...
Cocky.
And then all of a sudden became like a Matt James, went on Dancing with the Stars, and became... Again,
he would kind of like famous. Take all these opportunities and maybe put her to the wayside.
Yeah, he would take all of it. Well, I got to do this for me. Like, this has helped me grow.
This is really, it's for him and it's his ego.
Yeah, and Nate, I think he would leave her in a second. If also me became famous and went on set and got like married and met like a very hot supermodel, he would leave her.
Yeah,
I don't think the other guys would do that. That's the vibe. Now, I could be wrong about
you. Nate, could be wrong,
but that's just the vibe I'm getting. The way he's kind of carried himself and acted the last like two episodes,
yeah,
is that cockiness of.
I think here's the thing.
That, it's not confident. It comes off to me as cocky.
Here's what I want to happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. So, not a spoiler alert, but in case you haven't watched yet, she ends up picking Nate and Brandon. They get the roses. Joe goes home. I'm kind of surprised.
Shocking. Oh, so what's going to do, though? They get rose ceremony, and before the rose ceremony...
Oh, yes.
Michelle goes, it's upsetting that I have to send home a guy that's here for me.
Right? Like, you know you're sending
a man home. And so that's, like, that's 100% here for me. Or all about me.
All about me.
Which is, in turn... Brandon in our eyes.
Right. I was like, fuck.
So then we get the rose ceremony, and Brandon pulls her aside. Hey, can I speak to you for a minute? They go sit down. And this is when I thought she was sending him home. Because he sits down. She doesn't say a word. Mm-hmm. Her face is very sad. It's not a smiling, happy. And he's like, just so you know, you always say you want someone here for you. I'm always here for you. I'm here for you forever.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. All this stuff, right? And... she then starts bawling.
It was very hard. And I
still think that she was going to send him home, but then she started crying, and he lost it. I still thought she was like, oh, man, I'm sending this guy home. How am I going to break this guy's heart? He's going to kill me. She goes out and has a moment to herself.
Yeah.
And it's probably longer than the 2 minutes that it was on the show.
Right.
She comes back, picks Nate first, and then picks Brandon. And it questions, like, do you think that she was going to pick Joe and Nate until Brandon pulled him aside?
Yeah. No, I think she was going to pick Nate and Brandon, to be honest. I think those were the final two always.
Always?
Yeah. I think more recently, like, I was like, obviously she's going to take Brandon because, like, she's so giddy around him. She's so, like, she lights up around him. And with Joe, I just kind of started seeing things, like, to me, it was, like, kind of fading a little bit. And I honestly, just after hometowns, like, seeing how she was, like, Brandon's family, like, would just melt right in with hers, like... You know what I mean? It was so good, and it was so easy for her to picture.
See, she said something the next morning when Joe had breakfast with her,
mm-hmm.
that she was like, next time I'll make breakfast. I promise next time it's on me, basically.
Yeah, she we said gotta that, say shit in the
you
moment,
don't
though.
Say, you don't say that.
You if, do say shit in the moment, like when you're not thinking about it, though.
I think if you knew I'm he was number two, at least, and he was going to make it.
No, I think it was always Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think it was, I think Brandon changed
originally,
mind.
I think it was Joe, but then honestly, it's like the fact that Brandon was just, he's always been so open and communicative. I think she, again, she saw the fundamental communication differences.
I think she was picking Joe, and then Brandon came and made her be like, you know what, this guy is actually, he's the only guy here that's been like, I'm here for you, always, it's always going to be by you. She knew, it's not the safe answer. He's not the safe answer, or he is the safe one, he's but I don't think she choice. Views it as that. She goes, I can see myself with him, and I know this guy is always about me.
I know he's solid.
And now she can take maybe a risk with Nate after it. So she ends up sending Joe home, which was a shocker to me.
I was shocked, but not shocked when it got down to the final three. I kind of figured it might have been Brandon or Brandon and Nate. So here's the thing. I want it to be Brandon in the end because I think Brandon would be my personal choice for her based
Michelle
on everything.
Michelle would have to break up with Brandon.
Right.
It's the Katie and Blake thing.
Right. She would, if they broke up, it'd be her breaking up with him. But I think that, like, I want her to choose him because I think he's a safe bet. Like, if they get together and they get married, like, I think they're going to be rock solid for a very long time. However, I have a feeling she's going to end up picking Nate, even though it looks like next week Nate's parents are like, no, he's not ready. Like, no, don't.
Michelle's parents.
Those Michelle's parents? No, that was Nate's parents, I thought.
Those are Michelle's parents.
Oh, never mind. But they're like, yeah, no, he's not ready.
I think they're talking about Nate.
Yeah.
I know they've made it seem like...
Yeah, they're talking about Nate.
But the first episode was... The first scene was Brandon talking to the dad.
Yeah.
And the dad raising questions. I still think that's more of a conversation that she... They're just kind of piecing different ones together.
Yeah.
I don't think... I think they're talking about Nate, about him not being ready.
Yeah.
And that Brandon is... And that's why she has a breakdown on the
because she wants it to be Nate.
She wants it to be Nate, but the parents are giving second thoughts, and she knows, like,
she knows that Brandon's probably the right choice, but in her heart, she wants Nate.
I guarantee you, the parents ask a lot of good questions, and their mom and dad have. They seem like they have very good
morals and values, and really good senses about intuition and senses about them, where they're like, yeah, no, this man is not for you, babe, and that's really hard when your friend or your family's like, I just don't see it, and you like, I see it, and you're like, but I see it, and people are like, no.
Yeah, I don't see their parents saying this about Brandon.
No, it's about Nate, 100%. Yeah.
So that's her tough decision, and we'll see you next week.
We'll find out 3 hours.
Then we get a preview for.
It's the same preview.
Clayton. But. There's something I didn't see. Someone doesn't accept the rose.
Oh, doesn't accept the rose? Or I thought he was trying to take it back. I think
it's like this is the first time someone hasn't accepted a rose.
Oh, that's weird.
So I'd be curious to know what the heck that was about.
Oh, I kept reading it as like, oh, like he gave the wrong person the rose and he was like, is it weird to take a rose back?
That happened on one of the first ever Bachelorette, or Cheshire Palmer.
Yeah, I remember. He said the wrong name, and they had to, like, take the rose back, and I was like, ooh, that sucks to know, like, you're going because home.
I think back then, they used to have to, like, come up. There wasn't 35 people like there is now. It was, like, 20.
Yeah.
But you still had to remember, like, 15 names.
At least.
And so, now, from what I heard is, they go back to a room, they have pictures of everyone's names.
Yeah.
And they pick three.
And they come back and do
three.
And
they come back, they give their three, and they go back to the room. Look at the other three, and they pick three more.
At least until they remember everybody.
Yeah. At least for the first night.
That's a lot of people.
But yeah, apparently Clayton is... So I'll be interested to see.
I'm very curious.
Next week is the last week. Then we have...
A week off.
Christmas week off. And then...
January 3rd.
Monday after Christmas. Then we start with Clayton season.
Yep. Very excited.
I can't wait till we have this where it's like 10 weeks... 10 weeks, 10 weeks, and then just 20 weeks off.
Yeah. So I feel like we've been constantly podcasting.
Nonstop for years, it feels
literally.
Like.
Literally.
So, that's it.
That's it. Make sure you follow us at Bachelor Chat. We'll see you guys next week.